a public service announcement.
We speak now on Over the Wall to Catherine Wilkes from the Say No 7 campaign and Stop Welfare Cards Australia campaigns regarding the rollout of cashless card trials into another electorate, the Hinkler electorate. I started by asking Catherine if she'd seen any decent representation in the mainstream media about how the rollout of cashless welfare cards, also known as the InDue card, is impacting the local community.
No. So I'll only print the drivel that's repeated over and over again of how well the card's working and how crime's down and how domestic violence is down, but that's not the truth. We're just sick of it. I mean, even this week, the Australian, Paul Fletcher, couldn't even get his facts right. He just stuck to the script. They're just reading a script. If they'd read any of the submissions and they'd listened to the Auditor General's report, there's no way they would have gone forward with this. Evident that they are not listening to anybody else. They don't care about the people, and they're just going to try and steamroll forward as much as they can.
Well, it's said the LNP in the Hinkler rollout bypassed the wishes of two mayors and 60% of the population.
Absolutely. All the polls that were done up here in the papers, on average, most of the polls had 85, 86% against. The Seven Wide Bay News, they did a couple of polls. The last poll they did was 62% against. That was because the LNP members were all told to jump online and vote yes. And then the Newsmail decided to do this reach-tell poll that only took in 600 people, thereabouts. And it included things like the Family First Party, which doesn't exist. And it stated that the Greens were 34% in favour of the card, which is totally 100% wrong. The Greens are 100% against the card. So that was a really dodgy little thing that Keith Pitt was clinging to in the parliament, going, oh, but our reach tell poll says it's 53% for. And it's like, he lost the support of the Bundaberg mayor. Our mayor in the Fraser Coast mayor is totally against it, and he spoke at the Senate inquiry, and he also put in his submission and made it very clear, and we made it clear, and the public made it clear, but they just didn't listen because they weren't dealing with the public. Public weren't invited to consultations. The public were invited to two meetings, one in Hervey Bay and one in Bundaberg, to be told how it was going to be. That was it. And Tristan Reid's exact words, he was the senior policy advisor for Alan Tudge at the time, to our meeting was, we can't control the rest of the population, but we can control those people that are on welfare. He stood up and said that in front of 50 people, Hervey Bay Community Centre. And that didn't make people happy. They didn't want to answer any questions about InDue. They didn't want to acknowledge the InDue terms and conditions. They kept trying to sidestep it and say that's nothing to do with the DSS. And it's just got ridiculous. And then the meetings that they've had, their 188 consultations, most of them have been done through Impact Job Agency with the service providers behind closed doors.
Very, very complex and sneaky policy rolled out by this government, and it's been rolled out in remote rural areas, in the big cities, on the mainstream current affairs shows. We're not hearing these sort of details that we're hearing from you today, Catherine.
No, and I don't know how many interviews that I've done that I've said the same things over and over and over, and it gets edited out, chopped out. I've done lots of TV interviews, yet they won't have the truth be told. The government's telling people it's coming in November. And then on the other hand, it's the legislation that has to wait 3 months after it should be coming in January. We don't know.
It must be awful knowing it's coming when you know how it's already affected the other three electorates.
Basically, a lot of people are trying to prepare themselves because they know that once it comes in, it's going to stuff their lives right up. I mean, Kalgoorlie's been on it now 6 months and it's not making their lives any easier. They had their big police presence with Operation Fortitude. As soon as that finished, Kalgoorlie's crime and domestic violence and shoplifting and everything has gone through the roof again. Kununurra is just out of control, and they're bringing in more police into Kununurra. I saw an article this week to try and stem it. Yeah, it's getting crazy because people need services, not income control. Do you know what I mean? In Kununurra, they're still waiting for their mental health services that were promised. They never got it. In Kalgoorlie, what's happened to the money, the $1 million wraparound services for the Drug and Alcohol Centre? when their only rehab centre that's down there is crowdfunding to raise money because they run out of money. Where's the money from the rollout for the car? Do you know what I mean? If this was about helping people, the money would be invested in the people and the services that are needed, not into a private non-banking company that's just a funds transfer company.
Anything else you'd like to say today, Catherine?
It's been a very, very exhausting, very tiring road. We've been fighting in Hinkler for 18 months. Other regions were able to stop it in a lot quicker time. Unfortunately, we weren't. We did stop it once. We stopped it in February, and then the government, Keith Pitt, just wouldn't let it go, and he just had to try again. We were very, very disappointed with Tim Storer, who's supposed to be an independent. On the day, he voted to side with the government. Yet, at the same time, he's standing up for a raise in Newstart and do more for sole parents and do more for old age pensioners. But what's the point when you back up the cashless debit card?
Tim Storer, the senator from South Australia, put up on his Facebook page a post about having supported the government with the cashless welfare card, and he got so many negative comments from citizens that post went down within a day.
Well, if you scroll down his page, there's a picture of me standing in front of him. He was talking at the Australian Age Pensioners Group rally outside Parliament House, and I was there. And our banner is standing right behind him. He spoke to me for about 5 minutes. And his senior policy advisor invited me to come up and have a proper meeting with him, all right, which I went up to organise, and they totally stuffed me around for the rest of the afternoon, made me wait. And then they came down and said, I'll come back at 4 o'clock. So I went back at 4 o'clock, and then they turned around and said, put it in an email, you know. And I travelled from Queensland to Parliament House to be able to talk to him. And at the end of the day, I didn't get the meeting I needed to have. I got told, put it in an email. Fob off.
And then he voted in support of the cashless
welfare. And then he voted with the government, knowing very well that we didn't want it. He knew full well that we didn't want it.
And that was the crucial vote.
Well, it was. But the fight's not over by a long shot. This is a battle. This country cannot afford to go down this way. They can't afford it. No government can afford to roll this card out the way that they want to roll it out. The cost is just unbelievable. The human cost is even more. They've not put back the services that they stripped between 2014 and 2018. Our services up here are absolutely terrified of the fallout because they don't have the staff or the services to provide help to be able to cope with it. We don't have any homeless shelters in this whole region, and yet we've got thousands of people that are homeless. We've got people sleeping in mangrove swamps at Hervey Bay. Why can't they build a homeless shelter? They'd rather put in place something that will make people homeless, because there's going to be a percentage of people that just cannot fit into their pigeonhole.
People who become homeless when they lose control over their little bit of cash they get from Social Security.
Yeah. Well, you get the situation where people just give up and say, well, stuff it. Why should I try anymore? All I'm getting is abuse, threatened with demerit points, threatened with cut off. They haven't even worked out what's going to happen if somebody is cut off from their payments due to the punitive Social Security system we now have, and how that's going to affect the INDU card.
Well, anybody with any debt can't apply for housing.
What's in your bank is what you're worth, your 20%. That's your income. That's it. So you're going to have an awful lot of people applying to housing, public housing, to try and get bonds organised. People need to stand up for themselves as well. They've got to really start standing up for themselves, and they've got to stop being afraid to speak out. It's unjust what's happening. It's wrong. Laws are being ignored. Protections are being put aside. Why? Why should you be any less a citizen just because your mum claimed family payments when you were growing up and you ended up on youth allowance trying to get a job or study when you were a teenager? Or you've lost a job because your factory closed down or the boss shut the shop down, you know what I mean? Or you're a parent and you've had a tragedy or a domestic violence situation and you're trying to raise children on your own and you're being penalised and kicked in the guts by everybody around you. Instead of being supported by your community, you're being abandoned by your community.
And demonised.
What sort of next generation is going to grow out of that?
Can you give listeners the details, names of the campaigns you recommend?
Well, at the moment, there's an event coming up in Brisbane at the end of the month through Anti-Poverty Network Queensland. They're doing a two-day conference which incorporates cashless debit card and all social security issues. There's another one in South Australia too. They've got their conference as well, Anti-Poverty Network South Australia.